Beta product that was going to be $1,000, and we decided that we'd do, you know, your typical launch process with $1,000. It was the first kind of launch we ever did, and we were hoping, you know, to sell maybe 50 or 75 or maybe get 100. We were really excited if we got, you know, 100, but we were figuring if we got 50 or so, that would be great. So we, you know, we kind of applied your typical kind of launch formula to it. You know, it was our first time ever doing it. It was my first time ever doing it. We didn't really know, you know, everything we were doing, but we did want to come up with a physical product because we figured that it would give a higher perceived value if you actually had a physical product.
Yeah.
That's one thing that we definitely wanted to do. So we came up with that. And I remember what was so funny about that was we actually had the graphic design done for the product. But we were selling this product before it had even been created, before the actual packaging had ever been created, and the content hadn't even been created for the product yet. So we literally had this beautiful picture, we had this beautiful picture of this product. Okay, it didn't exist. Not only did it not physically exist, the content for the product hadn't even been recorded yet. So don't worry so much if you don't have that ready to go when you even do your launch.
That's
just make
a great
sure.
Point.
Yeah, just make sure you're gonna be able to pull it out of the bag pretty quickly. But that was, I thought that was so funny. It was this beautiful image of a product that didn't even exist. So we went ahead and we launched this just to our list. Now, of course, I had the luxury back then of having a pretty decent list, but still, we were expecting maybe 50, 75 sales, and we did over 400 sales. So we did like over $400,000 in sales to our own internal list, and we couldn't even believe how well it did. You know, so it was phenomenal. Then we turned around about 3 weeks later, and we did the first ever affiliate launch. And that's when I went and got help recruiting these affiliates, because I didn't know any of them.
Okay.
And I went off and got the biggest guy I knew and said, I'll give you second tier on everybody if you can just go ahead and find these people for me. And then we launched it again, and I think we did something like close to 600, 550 or 600 3 weeks later. So we did over $1 million in, it was really one launch, because one was only in-house and one was, of course, outside. So if you really combine them, it was over $1 million in the first launch that I'd ever really done. And then I think that was in the summertime a couple years ago. And then what I did later after that was we did a relaunch. We did a very abbreviated relaunch. So as opposed to a long, drawn-out launch of, you know, 2.5-3 weeks, I did a really short, like, 7-day, 8-day launch. And the objective there wasn't to do a huge, massive launch. It was just a hit-and-run kind of thing.
Right.
And it was, I think we sent out 2 or 3 emails, made it available for a few days, and I think in 7 or 8 days, in that complete relaunch of the exact same product that had gone out 2 times, I think we did something $150,000, $175,000, which was all we were looking for, really, because it was a very short, you know, kind of hit-and-run launch, and it worked really effectively right around Christmas time and whatnot. So you can do an abbreviated version of your launch, and you can, you know, still can be very effective with that.
Okay. That's another one. I like that.
Yeah. And then what we did following that is the next launch we actually did was the last launch of that product. What we actually did is we said, we're going to shut down this product. We're not going to sell this anymore because we wanted to develop something bigger and better. So we then did the final launch ever of this product. So we got to use that as a really great hook, because we got to say that this is the last time this is ever going to be available for sale. And that launch, again, a relaunch now, a fourth time relaunching the same product, only like 2 months later, still did pretty well. Still maybe $250,000, something like that. So it wasn't as big as the initial ones, but it was still pretty effective to be able to do that. And that's a good hook. If you are coming out with a new product and you want to shut down an older product, it's a good way to get a nice little spike, because you can say this is the last time we're ever going to sell this.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that a lot. And so that's another whole concept right there, you know, just like relaunching it again and again.
Absolutely.
That's really big. A lot of people don't. I mean, some people do, but not a lot of people do that in our industry. So that's really huge.
Yeah. We can definitely relaunch the same product. For one thing, you can get new affiliates. There's always new affiliates coming into the game. And for two, people have a very short memory. So just because there was something, you know, 6 months ago, they may not even remember what it is. Or you can make it 2.0. You know, you can make it bigger and badder and better and add bonus sections if you want to.
Right.
That's another idea to relaunch the same product and just make it different.
Yeah.
But I know a number of people will relaunch the exact same product and actually just with no difference. Just get new affiliates or even the same affiliates, because affiliates get new emails all the time. There's new prospects coming in all the time. And there's also individuals who couldn't buy it for or didn't want to buy it for whatever reason the first time out that might want to buy it now. So you can certainly relaunch a product over and over and over again and still do well. Of course, I recommend bringing out new products as well, but it doesn't hurt to relaunch older products.
Yeah, it saves a lot of time.
That's right, yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and then going on beyond that, the next product that I did was also in the trading niche as well, but it was the new product. So it was the new bigger, better, badder version. And what we did with that is we came out with that a few months later, and that was more of a continuity thing, where we decided instead of charging, you know, $5,000 for this product, we'll just charge, you know, $397 a month. So that's, and we positioned it like that. We said, you know, this is easily worth $5,000, probably more, probably $10,000. And I kind of, what I did is I compared it to similar products that sold for $5,000 and $10,000. And I said, but don't worry, our product, you know, isn't going to be a $5,000 product. It's going to be $397 a month.
Okay.
And we did, you know, with that, I think the numbers were somewhere around the 500 mark. So we immediately had continuity of $200,000 a month instantly. By launching, by positioning this as a product that was worth $5,000 to $10,000, but you can get it all for $397, and you got all the CDs and all the DVDs right away. So that's what we did, and we got, so made it feel like you're getting this multi-$1,000 product, but you only have to put out, you know, $397. You could stop paying at any time if you wanted to, but you still keep all the initial training, you know, and you still have all that information basically with you. And so that was what we did. And for continuity, to keep people in, because obviously people can drop off, what we did at that point is we actually sent them a mastery module every month.
Oh, okay.
So we sent them a new mastery module of a new topic, a physical CD that we shipped to them every month for staying in the program. So, you know, we kind of said, hey, you can't quit, because the mastery module this month is better than ever. So you need that mastery module. So that's how we get the continuity continued with that, is we just sent them a physical, you know, DVD every month to keep that continuity going for as long as possible.
So when you initially sold it, you didn't make it seem like it was some sort of a continuity thing? I mean, it's just like you're getting this whole thing almost on payments, but then you just keep it going with the mastery module.
Right. We said instead of spending, you know, $5,000 and $10,000, you can get it all for $397 a month, and every month that you stay in, you'll get a new mastery module, basically. Yeah, so that's how we positioned that launch. So it's just different ways. It's just different creative ideas to do it. You know, maybe you don't want to do continuity program. Maybe you want to get all the money up front. Maybe you do. There's just different ways of structuring it, basically.
Yeah.
Another way you can do it is you can actually do a product, let's say, at a $1,000 price point. And you can always boil this down. Maybe your product is $200. I'm just using examples of numbers that I used. What we did is, I've seen people, this is another good idea to do, is you can do something for, you know, $1,200 or $1,300, okay? Pay out the affiliates $1,000 of that. Give them almost all of it. You just keep a little bit, and then you make the money on the continuity.
Yeah, that's a good
That's
idea.
Another way of doing it. So you give, you know, you really, you pay out almost 100% commission or 80% commission to get those affiliates excited about it, and you'll make all the money on the continuity.
That's a great idea. Get a lot of you guys on board.
Exactly. Don't be afraid of giving everything away in the beginning to get the new guys in, especially if you're starting out, to be excited about that, to get them excited about that, and then you can make the money down the road. Plus, don't forget, one of the most important parts of doing this type of a product release or launch is the email list, because you're going to generate a massive email list that's going to be worth so much money going forward, and it almost doesn't even matter if you make money on the launch, because the list you're going to generate is going to be worth so much money going forward if you continue to market and mail to that list.
It's the easiest money off of every launch. It's always way easier the coming months afterwards to get the money from the list.
Absolutely.
That's what, I mean, most of my money's come from that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The money's in the list, so that just makes a whole ton of sense to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that was what we did with that launch. And then we relaunched that again, a second time, changed it up a little bit, but pretty much relaunched it. And, you know, again, it continued to do well. And fortunately, with all the success that I had with those launches, that's kind of how I got involved into the arbitrage conspiracy. Because Eamon, who was the individual whose product it was, who put that all together, had seen all the launches that I'd done and seen that I, you know, I'd pulled off some pretty successful launches and wanted to partner with me on that launch. So that's kind of how it kind of evolved into that.
That's a pretty good track record. that's really good stuff. Yeah, I mean, I had heard some of the stuff. I hadn't had the specifics, so it's good to hear that. It's definitely something to look forward to. So that's awesome.
Yeah, and once you've done it, you can just do it over and over again. So now, after the AC launch, I'm actually back to the niche that I'm in right now, which is the trading niche, because I know the business well. It's lucrative, and that's why probably no one's really ever heard my name before, because all the work I've done has been outside the internet marketing niche, which really proves that you don't need to be in the IM niche to make money.
Right.
You can do big stuff outside of the IM niche. I mean, no one had ever heard my name before, and I'm not bothered by that. I don't need to be a guru. I don't need for people to know who I am. It doesn't matter. It's not the most important thing, obviously. Most important stuff is that you're able to do this stuff successfully, properly, you have a good following, the affiliates respect you. And those are the key things to be able to pull this stuff off successfully. It's not about being a guru. It's not, I mean, you might want to be, but it's not necessary to be a guru to be successful. So that's one thing to take away for sure. And now I'm back to doing this, you know, this training launch, and I'll be doing other stuff later this year, which will be kind of a little bit in the IM space, not exactly, but it won't just be trading stuff, and it'll be stuff outside of that completely, kind of a crossover in between IM and more of a broad market kind of stuff. But I'll be doing other launches down the road that, you know, will be on different products and different topics. And the way I'm doing it is basically partnering with other individuals who, again, are more experts on the product, and you can combine that with the expertise I have on the launches. And once you've kind of gone through all this stuff, for those of you who are watching this, you can then go ahead and take this, and you can use that, and you can go and partner with another expert in the product creation, and you can use your launch experience basically to go and partner up, combine that together, and go off and do it.